Democrats on the Senate Health Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions today released their health care reform bill. They're calling it the Affordable Health Choices Act. Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News has been working her way through the 600-page document and is on the phone with us now. Mary Agnes, what have you found?
Well, there are a lot of major goals that they want to accomplish with this legislation that many people involved in the healthcare debate want to accomplish. For example, if you like your insurance, you get to keep it. They hope that they'll reduce healthcare costs by greater use of health information technology and prevention. They want to cut waste, fraud, and abuse. They want to invest more money in training doctors and nurses and medical professionals. And they also want to invest more in long-term care services so the elderly can live independently in their homes. But there's two hot-button issues that have been intentionally left off the table by Democrats, and those are the public plan option and also the employer mandate. The Health Committee is having a hearing this Thursday. They say they want to talk to Republicans about these issues to try to get consensus, and then we're also talking about a markup later this month on June 16th, where the committee will then continue to discuss the bill and mark it up and move it along in the legislative process.
It was Senator Chris Dodd who released this almost on behalf of Senator Ted Kennedy, who is ailing and not on Capitol Hill at the moment. What did Dodd say more specifically about his reasoning for leaving out, as you say, two of the most contentious issues?
They want to work with Republicans. They know that Republicans are upset about these. They're concerned about a government-run option on health care. They're worried, many Republicans are worried, that this is going to hurt private health insurers, that it will cost the government a considerable amount of money to get into this. Why is the government being involved in this? And also, they're very concerned about telling employers that you have to offer health care insurance. So the hope is, if you take two of the most combative issues off the table, that Republicans will work with them to get a compromise. But already we're seeing Republicans on that committee that are upset. For example, the ranking Republican, Mike Enzi, is saying that this, from what he's seen of the bill, the final product would have to look very different. He called it, in his words, a partisan wish list that puts us on the road to government-run health care. He remains extremely concerned about this public plan option idea. So we can see that there's still quite a bit of tension over those issues.
Let's move over to the House side now, where Democrats also put out their plan. What does that one look like?
Well, today we had the head of the committees there of jurisdiction, Ways and Means, Energy and Commerce, and Education and Labor, put out the outline of their bill. There are many elements in here that we've heard about, an employer mandate, an individual mandate, subsidies, of course, to help low and middle income individuals afford coverage. Again, the public plan is there. There's language about stopping insurers from discriminating against you and not giving you health insurance if you have a pre-existing medical condition. The health insurance exchange, which I'm sure we'll also see in the Senate bill, and also some changes in Medicare to make it more efficient in the delivery of care. So that's some of the ideas that the Democrats there were talking about today.
And has there been any Republican reaction on the House side to that?
I think that it will continue to come out during the day, but Republicans have expressed, again, a lot of concerns about an employer mandate, about a public plan. They're worried about this. And I think they'll be looking through more options. You'll hear more of the elements, rather, of the plan. But those are two of the hot areas of concern for them. And they simply are worried that if the bill is too big, it'll drive health care costs up too much and not help reduce the growth in health care costs, which many in the health reform debate want to happen this year.
Why did House Democrats, though, choose a different kind of political strategy in rolling out their legislation? They did, as you noticed, or as you noted rather, did tackle some of the more contentious issues.
There has been very little bipartisanship in the House so far between Democrats and Republicans, and health so far this year, rather, and health care is likely no exception on this. I think that when you look at the committees of jurisdiction, in watching the hearings, in listening to the key members, there has not been a lot of common ground at this point. I think that Democrats simply say, look, this is what we want in our bill. We have the votes to pass it. If Republicans want to come with us, that's great. But this is our strategy. This is what we're doing. We're getting it out there to our members so we can proceed with our legislative activity. And I think they feel very strongly about this, so they're simply moving forward.
One last question, Mary Agnes, and that is going back to the Senate side. The other key players, of course, that we're waiting to hear from is a bill from Senate Finance. What's the timeline there at this moment?
Senator Max Baucus, who's the chairman of that committee, has been saying that he hopes to introduce a bill the week of the 16th and then mark it up the week afterwards. And he mentioned today that they're continuing to work on that bill and to get it rolling. So that's the timeline for that at this point.
Okay. Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News, thank you so much. I'm Jackie Judd.